Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome everybody. Ladies and germs, ladies and gentlemen, everyone on the planet, planet Earth, welcome. This is another edition of With All Dude Respect, Living in the Moment, talking about the shit that really matters, and a lot of shit that doesn't, but it's at least engaging and entertaining enough for Rick and I to stay awake. So, welcome again. My name is Jim Ellis, co-host. With all due respect, I'm on the line here with a man on the East Coast, Mr. Rick Wright. How you doing there, Ricky?
Jimmy, good afternoon. I'm doing wonderfully.
Awesome. So, we were talking about grab sack. Is this not a term that everyone on the planet knows? Maybe it's just in my men's division. We have this term grab sack. I looked in the Urban Dictionary, and it wasn't there. So, am I just in my own little world knowing what that means? What do you know about this?
I saw where you were going with it, but I don't know. I've never heard the term. I know you were, like, doing a little play on words, and I'm like, well, you know, right away I went to, like, well, maybe I don't know it. You know, maybe I'm the only guy that doesn't know it. But what's good is I guess I'm not the only guy, and there might be a lot of people that actually don't know it. So, it might just be some made-up shit that you know, your men made up.
I think it is because, you know, looking, the only place you can really look for the truth is the Urban Dictionary, and it says there aren't any definitions for grab sack yet. Can you define? Maybe I should define it. I should just type it in. All right, here's what it is. And so probably only about, well, I'm in the Southwest region of the MDI, Mentor, Discover, Inspire, our men's organization, Southwest, which is San Diego, Orange County, and Los Angeles. So in that region, everyone knows in the men's divisions, grab sack. Come on, man, grab sack. That means grab your balls and make a decision, or grab your balls and go for it. Grab sack. So I guess I've heard it for 10 years so often that I figure everyone in the world knows. So obviously, unless everyone's listening right now, it's still about, I don't know, a few hundred people.
Yeah, I think that's made up shit, Jimmy. I think you made that. I think your men made that up. But listen, it's not bad though. I like it.
What do you guys say when you want to?
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Do you say grab ball? Grab your ball?
No. Well, that's when we say fuck it. In the Mid-Atlantic region, we know what that is. It's like grabbing your balls and saying, you know, fuck it to whatever you're committing to and just absolutely doing whatever it is. It's an unalterable commitment. We usually do it when a man commits to a weekend.
Right. Yeah, we do that.
Do you ever hear of it?
Oh, yeah, we do that. That's
okay. Yeah. That's what we do. So that's what we say, you know. We don't say grab your sack or sack – you know, sack lunch or whatever.
Okay. Well, it's good to know. The thing is you learn. It reminds me, I once wrote a story for my college newspaper when I was on the college staff newspaper. And I thought, oh, man, everyone's going to laugh at this joke, right? Because everyone's had this kind of cold where you sneeze so much. You sneeze so much when you have this kind of cold that you're starving. Like, you're, like, so hungry. You'll, like, eat everything in the kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're, you know, if you like it or not. You're so hungry. And so me and my sister had that same kind of, I guess, maybe allergy. I don't know what it was.
Okay.
So I figured since me and my sister knew about it, everyone in the world knew about it. So I write this joke in my column in my newspaper. And I figure everyone's going to get it. And everyone's like, what does that mean? No, I've never had that kind of cold. And I'm like, oh, just me and my sister get it. Never mind. All right, it's all good.
So. You're like, yeah, I'll take that. I'll stop that one. And could you do a retraction on it?
I could, you know. I can go look for that story. But anyway, so this show's, you know, it's a grab bag. We didn't really have a theme for it, but not that it even matters in the past. Sometimes we've had themes and didn't, you know, we just kind of riffed anyway. So, so far as the grab bag, what's going on? What's really going on?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's like today, like I love the grab bag shows, you know, I like just getting into it.
And today's just been like sort of like a little bit of a somber day for me because I'm
My mic comes out. I had some stuff going on at my house today, so I was here taking care of it, and there wasn't a lot of stuff going on with work. I've been doing a lot of different things with work and really stepping it up over there, and I got a lot of it done, and there wasn't a lot of shit going on today, so that's been pretty calm. The news has been actually pretty calm.
The news, like the big news,
or maybe I'm not paying attention to it so much. And the show might be very calm. might be the calm show.
The calm show. Grab sack and be calm. What? Trump. I guess you're not on Twitter because you know Trump's always tweeting some fun stuff. But they fired the FBI director. I don't know what the exact title was, but he's in charge of the FBI. Mr. Comey, the dude who didn't prosecute Hillary back when she was doing her shenanigans with the emails. So everyone was up in arms, and now Trump has, like, fired that director, and everyone's like, the left saying something and the right saying something, and I don't even know what's reality anymore. I kind of just watch it like a cartoon and change the channel. Sounds like you're not even watching the news.
No, like I'm so done with it because it just bleeds into my reality. But like I understand what's going on, and now it's such a great place to be because you can just. Like back in the day, I thought shit was really going to matter. I think everybody now just sort of gets that it's just bipartisan politics. And quite honestly, man, I just don't have any more room in my life for that those shenanigans. So I'm really really disconnected from it, which has been that's been really cool. Like my news feed on Facebook, which is why I was almost late to the call and to the show, has been great. You know, it's back to, kitten videos, food videos, you know, friends doing stuff.
How did you do
that?
Did you put like a filter on it or something? Or how did you, defriend or unfriend people or what?
I didn't realize, you know, I was following just a ton of news feeds, like a lot of news feeds, and they sort of exposed themselves to where they were going. And I just, as soon as I see it, I just deleted it, or I deleted them. And then, you know, anybody at a certain point, if anybody was, you know, putting out a lot of political stuff, I just unfriended them also. It wasn't, it's either I unfollowed or unfriended, but at one point I was just unfriending the shit out of everybody. And it was great, you know, like I'm watching a little baby bear getting fed with a bottle and it's just adorable. You know, it's just really, really, it's
bear
like,
is.
You know,
just a thing to do, man.
Yeah.
I was wondering why I wasn't, you know, you said you unfriended so many people. I was wondering why I wasn't seeing any of your posts, and then I try to find your posts, and then I'm like blocked. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not blocked. But yeah,
no.
I see what you're saying though. Like you got a lot of, yeah, you can get inundated with a lot of that negativity, and it can affect you after a while. It affects me. Just pass it by.
Yeah, I was starting to get engaged, so that's what happens. Like I can read it, and I'm a couple steps back from it now. But yeah, I'm just glad there's a lot more peace now on my feed, and some cool stuff. So let me ask you this, man: you have any cool like superstitions or rituals that you do in your life?
I do some rituals. I think they're illegal though, so I probably won't mention them online on the air here. But I mean, they involve. No, I won't go into that. But what I do is I have certain affirmations that I do every day, and I do a meditation every day. And then I'm just trying to think of things that were just daily. But I do this thing called tapping. You ever heard of that, where you tap?
Oh, really? You're a tapper, huh?
I'm a tapper. So it's like tapping while I do the affirmation. I guess it's like hits a meridian. I don't really understand it, but people swear by it. Jennifer, my wife, has a client who's a, you know, science, you know, he does the science behind it and everything. So it's just really redirecting the mind and the brain to you know, bigger realities and things that we can achieve beyond our limitations. And so, yeah, I do the affirmations while I tap. I guess that's as close as it gets to a ritual. Why do you ask?
No, just it's cool. So when you tap, are you tapping like in between your eyes, or like are you tapping on your chin? Like where are you tapping? Because I know a little bit about this. Someone told me about it. I tried it. I just never got hooked.
It's not. I don't think it's something that's like certain. It's not very pronounced. Like I think it would take a lot of over time. You might notice things, but it's not very pronounced. I don't think people would notice. Not like chiropractic or something that's like could be immediate. No, I just tap on my heart when I'm doing the affirmations. But I know, yeah, there's different places that you can tap on your body to, I don't know, you probably know, maybe you might know more than me about it, but I just do it on my heart.
Can you imagine?
What I'm reading. We're talking about
that's
tapping
funny.
And peddling teddy bear, no, bears the bottle.
Feeding bears bottle.
With all due respect, yeah. Yeah. But yeah. So, do you have any daily rituals? Or
yes, I do, because I'm an OCD person. But I love it. So I know what's cool. I'll actually tell you this. I was always the. You asked me, you know, what's your day like, whatever. My biggest proudest moment was I don't wake up to an alarm clock ever, unless I have to, you know. And just with going along with just getting more involved with my business and just getting more in action, I started setting an alarm. So a new ritual that I have is that every single day, Monday through Friday, my alarm, I have an alarm that goes off at 6:45. I have it set on my phone to constantly go off Monday through Friday. Now, it doesn't mean I'm getting up and out of bed at that time, but it's going off. I am waking up. I think I've been, I snooze it once. And then soon as I'm awake, the first thing I do is I just go through a list of gratitude, like just a bunch of stuff I'm really grateful for. Then what I added to it was I put out the question to the universe and God, I guess, would be, how can I serve humanity today? That's a new one, and that's I got that from a book I'm reading. So I do that. I get out of bed. I'm not going to tell you what I do after that. I do something. I do a human function. Then I go downstairs and have my one spot where I meditate. And my female cat joins me. I give her a little catnip, and she cuddles up my feet while I do my meditation. And then after that, I usually work out, and then I usually do the three S's. And then I eat. Yeah. What are the three S's in the morning?
Shave, shower, and there's another one.
Yes. So. And yeah, so, and then what I do is then, you know, I eat my breakfast and then I go into my office and I do work and I'm in action and, you know, it all depends on what happens during the day. And then usually at night I will, what will I do? I usually do that. I usually read and then spend some time with my wife. I don't watch TV that much anymore. But that's it. And then, yeah, a little bed. It was funny. I did an exercise. One of the men on my team does personal coaching, and he said, hey, he goes, won't you try this? And I said, all right, I'll try it. He wrote down, he said, give me your perfect day, like your dream day, today, like right now what's going on. Then he said, a year from now, put the same date, you know, with a year later, and what you want that year, same thing, you know, vivid, dream, you know, then go 5 years after that, then go 10 years after that. And he said, write it that all down. And I did that exercise. It was pretty cool because it was, what I realized was a lot of my days, I can just live those days. Like I would live today forever. Like if I had a choice, I would live today. Like just, I would like it'd be like Groundhog Day. I would live this day. But it was cool, you know, to go through that whole process. Have you ever done anything like that?
Yeah.
I guess it's like, I don't know. It's like, he calls it a dream thing, and some people call it visualization. Some people call it goals, but it does have dates on it, which I like, because I think between a goal and a dream is the date.
Right.
How about you?
We did, our team did a CPR for 1 year out and 5 years out. Like where, you know, what's our purpose and the results we want in our life, 1 year out and 5 years out. 5 years out kind of bends your brain, like, 5 years? It, you know, I mean, it really makes you stretch, right? And then 1 year. And I was happy to start checking those off, you know, when I was realizing some of those. And things do take time, especially the big dreams. Well, I shouldn't even put that out there. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe you could achieve things faster. Maybe that's just a limit in my brain. But, yeah, I've done that, and it's good to do because you actually start to feel what it feels like to have those things.
Yeah.
If you can sustain that feeling can lead you to actions. And then those actions are, you know, are what building blocks for your new world. But that's cool. Yeah, I feel like I want to get out this there's this one affirmation I want to get out. I got to go in this other room. Don't want to share here. Where is it? So one of those that I mentioned about when I do the tapping on the heart.
Yeah, yeah.
The affirmation. One of the affirmations is talks about, where is it? And these are all about abundance.
Okay.
Inspired millionaire. Here it is. In this, so it kind of reminds me of what we were talking. In the sacred name of love, I now receive the insights, ideas, and breakthroughs to massively shift and improve my life and all life on Earth, and I carry them with courage and tenacity into form. So that's one. I was looking for the massive action one. There's one that talks about...
And then you're tapping when you're doing that.
Yeah, and I say it three times.
Can you tap anywhere?
I don't think... And you tap. You can tap anywhere. I mean, it's legal. You can do whatever you want. But I do it. This one is like about the
okay.
heart.
For the sake of the show and the theme of the show, can I say that and tap on my nutsack?
You can. Yes. You can do that. That is totally okay. Well, wait. What state do you live in? I don't know your state laws. Jersey.
Or we can let's start a brand new thing, man. We'll call it Tap the Tip, and it can just a tip. Let's see what it feels like.
It might actually get different results. We don't know. But I found the one. I'll just read one more because it mentions the massive action part. Because I think taking action, you know, getting the feeling and getting the action together, that's what really starts manifesting. Aligned with my highest wisdom and love, I now take relaxed, inspired, persistent, and massive action to manifest my clarified intentions, visions, dreams, and desires. I got some big dreams. I'll tell you, Rick, I just got an email back from a producer in Hollywood who's willing to read my script, no promises, but willing to read a sitcom that I just finished. And
really?
Crossing fingers, saying prayers, taking massive action.
Are you going to still remember me when you're a big
no. No, not at all. I mean, everyone's gone.
I'll start
little
the show.
People, I don't give a
Rick.
Fuck.
This is Rick, and Jim is not here. He's dumped me because he's now this big Hollywood writer.
Yeah, I mean,
dude, I want to be a part of your entourage.
Oh, that would be cool. No, that would be cool. Yeah, yeah, like three or four different people walking behind me, and like, oh, we go to parties and different clubs and stuff. Is that what you're picturing?
Yeah.
Or,
well, I could be like your security, like in air quotes, you know. But I'll probably end up like getting us like coffees in the afternoon, and like you'll be in massive action. I'll be in massive inaction.
Do you have cool shades and like a nice jacket you could wear? And
I can get some
suit. Okay, that would really work out good. Yeah.
I'll get some writer groupies, but like you know, not like crazy ones, and we don't have to do anything to them. But we can maybe they'll bring us. Maybe my inaction will even get better. Like I'll tell them what to bring us. I'll be like, get us Starbucks.
Yeah, because we all know how if you think of any screenwriter or sitcom writer. You can't think of one because they're just names. You know, there's never that big of a. I mean, Chuck Lorre is a producer, but he's kind of known only because Charlie Sheen, in front of the camera, made such a big deal about him. But I think he's the only one that's really known. But that would be my dream. You talk about like a dream life. It's just get up when I do, write, you know, movies, TV. Sitcoms, whatever it is, poems, whatever it is, and send it off. But then here's the cool thing. Drive through those gates. You know those in L.A. and Hollywood, they have those studios where they have those arms that come up and down, those gates, or even the gates, just to be able to go to the – drive up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, Mr. Ellis. I go, hey. And they'll go, who's that with you? Oh, that's Rick Wright. It's okay. He's with me. And then we drive through – and then I get to watch the actors acting out the words. I mean, I've seen this because I've done plays, so I've been able to see actors and directors act, you know, work with my words, and it's such a – I get so blissed out, like, right on, man, those are my words, and they're coming to life. So I've seen it happen in plays, but to actually have it on TV and movies, oh, my God, I'd be like, exhale. So that's a good affirmation there. Tap on the heart on that one.
I did a little bit of that tapping stuff. It seemed like it's good. Let me know how it goes. I read a book. I told you I think I was reading it. I read it for the third time straight. I finished it yesterday. And that's been pretty cool for me. Just doing some embracing the uncertainty. It was called the Seven Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra.
Oh, that's right.
Deepak. Did you ever read it?
I have not. I looked it up the last time you mentioned it.
Yeah, you should read it. It's a really easy read. It's a small book, but it's like it's just very, very for me. That's part of this, like this thing that I'm going through with business and some, like I guess, some, like some transformational stuff. You know, nothing too crazy, but. You know, looking for the next thing, and it's been pretty cool. But I think what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna read it again. But I think we'll take a little break because I've been playing around with The Alchemist, and I think I'm just gonna bounce back to that, finish that, reading that. Yeah.
Well, I need to throw in a abbreviation here because it's part of my
what do you got?
It's part of my list of urban dictionary terms that I wanted to throw by you. And all I got to say about everything you've been talking about recently is YOLO. 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 Do you know what that means? YOLO.
Unfortunately, hold on a second. Because I know it, I'm going to punch myself in my own face. I know it. I'm not even going to tell you what it is.
Oh, really?
That's a very old term, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Because it was like such a like cheesy. You, And, you know, everybody, yo, blah, blah. I was like, ugh. You know, it was like one of those things that was just like, you know.
Okay, so.
It was just very frustrating for me.
Interesting. Well, I never heard of it. This is, what happened was, you and I, we did that Urban Dictionary roulette, which is such a, that was a fun show. We only got through a few of the lists of the terms. And so I'm still looking at this old list with this, like, desire to, like, just read some of these. So we got that one done. Would it be horrible if I said what it meant, or should we have people just look it up on Urban Dictionary, Y-O-L-O?
Oh, it's an Urban Dictionary term, so it's not what I just said?
What is it?
I thought it's you only live once.
Yes, you only live once. That's what it means. But that's why I was throwing it in there, because of that, our old show, that you came up with, great idea, Urban Dictionary Roulette, I had all these old terms that we didn't get to because we ran out of time, so I was just going to throw a few out there just for the hell of it, and that was one of them, YOLO. That is disturbing. I've never heard it before.
Right.
All right, so I'll just do one more then. Pluto Booty.
Pluto Booty. I would say Pluto Booty would be Pluto Booty. So Pluto is small, right?
Okay.
It could be because it's small. Or Pluto was like a character in Popeye the Sailor Man. And it could be Pluto.
No, that's Bluto. Bluto. Pluto is a character in Disney as a dog.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, my bad. I don't know. It's a very, very tiny rear end.
That's right. You got one. When a girl has a butt that is so small that some consider it non-existent. It comes in a sentence, damn, that girl's back goes straight down to her thighs. That's a Pluto booty if I've ever seen one. Good job, Rick. You win the prize.
Nice.
So we finally got one. I'm so glad after all these months. But
yeah, it made sense.
Finally. Do you mind if I just roll through some of these redneck ones since we're so politically correct already?
Yeah.
How would you recognize a redneck? Because we're not talking about, this is not racist at all. This is just redneck. Okay, you can recognize a redneck if you move your refrigerator and the grass underneath it has turned yellow. Wait. The hood and one door are a different color from the rest of your car. Your mama has ammo on her Christmas list. These are cool. There's a stuffed possum anywhere in your house. I don't even know what that one means, actually. Okay, you hammer bottle caps into the frame of your front door to make it look nice.
All right,
let's see. Two more. Okay, you need an estimate from your barber before you get a haircut. And the last one is another kind of referenced it before, but you mow your lawn. Okay, you mow your lawn and you find a car. Okay, there you go.
Nice.
So that's how you find, you know you're a redneck if that those are ever true. Are any of those true for you or anything? No?
I'm not rednecky, but it's funny because in Jersey, there's parts of Jersey that are like they're pretty country, man. Like they're rednecky, you know, some places down in the Pines and Cumberland County. And then we got, you know, and there's even a pocket in my town where I wouldn't say rednecks, but, you know, they're identified probably more with the South than they do with the North.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're pretty cool. I play softball with some of them.
Here's one that's true for me. Your front porch collapses and kills more than three dogs.
That's
so wrong. I love it. Anyway, speaking of wrong and right, here we are once again, 30 minutes.
Oh, my God, dude. I can't believe it.
So I guess we'll just tell the audience, find us on Facebook, because we created Facebook just so that we could have a page on there. With all due respect, type it into the search.
Go there.
Do it. Become a member.
Go there and like it.
I don't know what's that?
I said, go there and like it.
Yes.
Follow it.
Become a member. Get all the member benefits available to you. Just check out the page. And have a great rest of your weekend. I look forward to hearing about Mother's Day for you after.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
know.
We'll check in on that next week. Absolutely. I appreciate
great.
That, too.
All right, Rick. All right, audience. Bye. Have a great one. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.